to the final hour here on Radio Valencia, located on our website, radiovalencia.fm. You can also find us on our app for the Apple and Android phones. And on the app, you can actually talk to us directly on our message little function on there. Submit your request to the DJ. Talk to me. I'm on there. My name is Arcfist, by the way. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. We got a special show tonight. I got my guy, Rocky G, in the building tonight. We're going to be talking about his brand new album that's dropping this Tuesday, as well as the upcoming show that he has this Saturday night at Brick and Mortar Music Hall with a whole gang of the best musicians in the Bay Area. And just a little recap for me from this past week. Had a dope show last night with over at the Chapel, LA Witch and Choke Cherry throwing down some of the best rock in the game right now. An amazing show. Choke Cherry really on their way up as one of the best bands in San Francisco right now. And LA Witch threw a phenomenal show together to follow them up as well. Great time. Saw a few fellow Radio Valencia cats there as well. You know, we're out there. Like, we are the Radio Valencia DJs. We are in the local music scene, and we go and attend these shows. So catch us out there. You might never know who you run into. Along with the new music from Rocky tonight, playing you some other new music. We got some tracks from Witch, Slick Rick, the homie T-Venom, new Overcast, Chris Crack. I might even have to play the new clips in a little bit too, but let's play a couple of these new Chris Crack joints right now. He just dropped a brand new album entitled Time Travelers Keep Trying to Kill Me, and this dude's still dropping the best song titles in the game. This track right here, White People Had Rhythm When Cocaine Was Pure. Okay, you're listening to the final hour on Radio Valencia. Yeah.
It's some power in that sour hours. It don't take me none. Stay away from niggas. Always want it free and show my teeth. Hit me back to the States, cause I ain't smoked in a week. I got it cheap. Snowman t-shirt clips can't breathe. Who is he? Kids just doing what the fuck they see. Ain't ducking no beef. Got love OT. Maxi and bitches be hugging my steez. Hope Jim Jones gon' hop on my beat. Spray pack smoking, that's not my speed. Ideal's cool, but it's not so free. Sold a little seed, but he can't buy these. Hating ass niggas won't block my lead. Block my lead.
I'm a pony.
Rest in peace to Richard Simmons. I can't call it. Most my family alcoholic. Wish I was a baller. I can't get no taller. I just jump back 10 in the hole. Can't compare yourself to niggas that sold they soul. Sacrifice my life. That's how nigga got so bold. Walking around the zoo. I'm getting fucked up. Me and my plus one. Ski coat on. I ain't never been skinned. Now they acting like they can't trust us. N-word pass around me. Fuck no. Cause that's not part of my custom. See hammer to a bitch on the money, it's a bet that she can't touch none, huh? Walking around the zoo, I'm getting fucked up. Me and my plus one, huh? Ski coat on, I ain't never been skinned. Now they acting like they can't trust us, huh? MC hammer to a bitch on the money, it's a bet that she can't touch none, huh? MC hammer to a bitch on the money, it's a bet that she can't touch none, nah. Touch none, nah. I was always late to math, bustin' jugs, never chase a bitch, just keep chasing bags. If you sag, get off your ass, this the sign, change your times. If you did some sucker shit, then make it right, live your life without regret. I was prematurely jumping off the steps, hope she catch, fetch the check, hitting plays to gain respect. Do your best, fractures from the casket, can't bruise the set. Just got out the joint last month and about to
lose your chest. Play with death, lead it to them youngins that ain't made it yet. Nevertheless, take the most, make a toast for all these niggas, even ones that hate the folks. People know except the ones that sold their soul. A chair is still a chair. This house is not a home. Not a home. Yeah, yeah. Let it run.
God damn.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Ain't that a bitch?
Get this nigga off this damn.
Get my sauce from them killers, that's why I bop this way. Branching off from all the bird feeding, I need a lot of space. I've been graduated from Rays, but I got the baby face. Stopping like Mercedes brakes, mine was in a shady place. Waves still here for my peers, shout out the Lazy K. Acing in the range no more, cause he prayed the gay away. To each his own, living your truth, I'm on the speakerphone. Watch your tone, keep the song, shit was whack, delete the songs, bitch.
started the set off with the new music from Chris Crack. That first track, White People Had Rhythm, when Cocaine Was Pure, and then played you one more from the album that was Caught a DUI in My Side Bitch Car. After that, we had brand new music from Zambia's own Witch with the track Queenless King from their new album Sogolo. And then had to play a little Sly and Family Stone right now. Perhaps the greatest Bay Area musician of all time right there. Just a huge loss to the local community and to the world. We salute you. Thank you. And I'm going to be playing, actually, I forgot to announce this at the top of the show, but tomorrow night I'll be DJing along with Brycon at April Jean tomorrow. That's at Grant and Green in North Beach, San Francisco. We'll be playing some fresh records from 8 to 12 a.m. Catch us there tomorrow night. But right now we got Rocky G in the building.
Yes, sir.
This is a multi-talented, one of my favorite artists working in the Bay Area right now. And last time we were here, we were talking about your album that came out last year, Dimensions, and in right before your album release show at the New Parish last year. And that was a really amazing show, man. That was like phenomenal. Before we get into the new one, I want to ask you about reflecting on that album and that rollout and that show. How did you feel about that? Because that was a really special show to me.
Hell yeah.
You put so much work into that, and I could tell, each performance you do is a special occasion. And,
right.
So I
rarely throw shows, so, and when I do, I try to go super hard. I try not to stretch myself out as much as I used to, then, and so, pause. But I put a lot of effort into my stuff because I want to make them events and special like that, and I didn't want to do the album justice. That last album was so collaborative, had so many people involved, that when I threw a show, I knew I had to collaborate with them in some capacity. And it was so cool, man. I put a lot of effort into it. It worked so well. Great show, great turnout. And later on in the summer, Spotify takes the album down. So it was crazy. It kind of took away momentum and made me get off of music for a whole couple months,
But did you ever find out why that happened?
Yeah, so this happens to a lot of people, actually, to a lot of independent artists, when they'll see a bump in streams in one of their songs, even a random song too that's on the project. You'll see that it gets 3,000 streams in Switzerland or something, or some random country, and then you'll be like, all right, you'll make a post, and then you'll be like, hey, shout out to the people in blah 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 blah. Really, it got put onto a farming playlist or something.
Damn.
That gets those playlists some streams, that gets you some streams too. But
you didn't even pay for that, because I know people who have paid to be put on those kind of playlists.
I didn't do that. Yeah, I didn't do Sound Exchange or none of those things for that album. I wanted it to be organic, right? So when Spotify emailed me, we're seeing some suspicious streams in your blah 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 whoop-de-woo, we're gonna have to take down the project. I was like, damn, that's crazy. So I emailed them, I emailed my distribution too, and there's nothing they could do about it. So I had to re-upload a deluxe version, two new songs, cool, but the streams didn't carry over. And it was a cool couple months of me being what the fuck, before I could do it. So even though I was very happy with the creation of the album, I wouldn't say that soured my experience, but it taught me a lesson, and that was not to be so hard on myself when it comes to what I create, because it's still a dope album, still some dope music in there, but I need to know it affected how I approached this coming up album, basically, and there's a lot of different things that I did for this album that's about to drop on Wednesday, but mainly I brought it back to the hip-hop roots. That was my main thing I wanted to do, because the last album was very experimental. Dimensions was very all styles. I started the song I started the album with a house song. I still rap my ass off, but I knew what I wanted to do specifically with this next joint, for sure.
Okay, let's get into that. So this new album, entitled
the name of the album is called Renee.
So is this a little reintroduction to yourself,
man? Yeah, so
hearing some new stories.
I'm named after my grandparents. My full name is Rene Vicente Garcia. Rene's the father of my dad. Happy Father's Day. Vicente, my middle name is the name of my mom's dad. So when I was a kid, though, when I was a baby, I was always called Rocky because Rocky's the name of one of my ninons, which is a godfather in Filipino. One of my dad's best friends. His name is Rocky. And I've been called Rocky since I was a baby. So Filipinos love to name their kids stuff and then have them go by a whole different name. And so since I was in kindergarten, all through school, all that work, my job applications have always put Rocky. And, you know, I was never ashamed of my name or name. Maybe in the beginning, in like middle school or whatever, I'd be like, damn, it's a girl's name or whatever. But then I learned, like, it's not really. It's like, you know, universal name pretty much. One of the greatest hip-hop songs is a song called Renee by the Lost Boys. You guys should check it out.
The old school joint?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, so I never, like, it wasn't that I was hiding it, but it felt cool to have, like, something hidden. And like low-key, like a secret identity that people, like, of course everyone knows me as Rocky. It's very much me. Like, that's a cool name. And I think when you think of that name, if I'm in your life, you're probably gonna think of me type shit, because like I love to just make an impact in people's lives, you know. It's very fitting. But Renee to me was kind of like the other side of my Gemini, where it was like that was the, not necessarily soft part, but the part that I kept hidden away from the world, right? And literally, I didn't tell people Renee until, you know, I got close to them or there was a, it came up. So it used to be that if you knew that was my real name, you knew he was tight, or you knew something about me that not a lot of people know. And for me, this album's dropping on my 30th birthday. I keep joking that it's like my 50th, yeah, my 60th, my 80th birthday, you know. But you know, as I approached this milestone and I dropped this album, like, I was like, it's very fitting. I wanted to call this album this. If you listen to my music, you won't get the full picture of me in a single song. But if you listen to the body of work, I always throw in things that will let you know what's going on with my life or where I was when I wrote these tracks. But I think with this one, with me being honest even about my name on it and just like what I'm talking about it, it's very fitting. And like, I think it's a perfect way for me to bring in my 30th year, low key, pretty much.
Hell yeah. No, so many artists need, you know, moments to, you know, reintroduce themselves and,
right,
have a new approach. So I like briefly listened to some of these tracks, but I'm excited to give it a full listen. But
yeah, man.
I definitely want to get into playing a few of these tracks.
Hell yeah.
On here. Should we start from the top with what was it? DC Gemini?
Nah, let's listen to.
Or should we start with Stella? Because that's,
it's out. Yeah, you can check that one out.
I played that last week too, but I'm gonna play it again because it's a great song.
Hell yeah.
Okay, but after that, I'll play one more song. Which one should I play?
You can play Thank You.
Okay, yeah. I'll play that. Okay, this is new music from Rocky G. New album Stella out this Tuesday. New album Renee's, excuse me. First track Stella and Thank You. Right here on Final Hour, Radio Valencia.
The reason why gas prices went up, man. Rocky G, the G stand for gas.
Swinging like my MP got the groove like Miss Stella. Check. Yeah, smell real good with your L's in the air. All this weed smoke going in the atmosphere. Yeah, smell real good with your L's in the air. All this weed smoke blowing in the check. I got good friends, good food, good smoke. My homies at the smoke shop, real good folks. Roll a spliff, take a hit, big clouds, good tokes. It's your favorite stoner rapper, I don't mean to showboat. Don't panic, just land it. Cut a leaf, roll it up, then expand it. No fan shit, just family. I feel the West Coast finally understanding me. Just an East Coast soul with some West Coast lungs. I was living in the Bay when the West was won. I should probably be more famous, but my heart still hurts. And I only carry cash cause my card don't work. I need Medi-Cal benefits. Used to be selling lab, now I got hella fits. Reputation been around. Rocky G, DMV, Green Line, Uptown. Used to be broke, now I'm back to being up now. Live alone, die alone, practice with a metronome. Write your raps on paper and stop looking at your telephone. Billy Rocks or Molly Rocks, it's all up in my socks. On an airplane, taking mushrooms and some edibles. Oakland, Monsters, Northern California. Strong weed, careful, don't say I didn't warn ya. I don't microdose, that's a waste. If I wanna talk to God, I'ma need more than an eighth. Yeah, smell real good with your L's in the air. All this weed smoke blowing in the atmosphere.
many of us gifted. Chosen by the goddess, blossom every autumn. Fruit they sell us is rotting, celebrities are imposters. Only care about gossip while we scream free Gaza. I'ma need some water, cows fed for slaughter, and the leaf is grabber. DC, we rob ya. Ski mask, spider pants, phones, and North Face. The judge threw out almost all your court cases. Used to smoke blunts and fuck at Fort Mason. Boosted hella boots and gloves at Sports Basement. Grew up seeing nothing but church and poor faces. Some of y'all hitting from afar and don't say shit. Well, that's cool with me. Don't worry about my pockets, cause I'm soon to be the most high, no lie, I'm the one to be. The one and only Filipino stoner, Rocky G. Like, yeah, smell real good with your L's in the air. All this weed smoke blowing in the atmosphere. Light it up, check. Yeah, smell real good with your L's in the air. All this weed smoke blowing in the atmosphere. Saying hi to you. I'm just saying hi, yeah, to you. All my haters, I say bye to you. I'm just so damn high. Yeah, check, yeah, it's you and me. Ain't no other lover that can smoke like me. Check, I said it's you and me. Ain't no other lover that can smoke like me. Yeah, I said it's you and me. Ain't no other lover that can smoke like me. Yeah, I said it's you and me. Ain't no other lover that can smoke like me. Check, yeah, we are good with your L's in the air.
Smoke. Big clouds, good show. smoke. Most
about the cuts on this album. that was crazy. So who's doing all the turntables on this joint?
Man, shout out to the boy DJ Don Don, straight from Frisco. He's on almost all the tracks scratching. If you hear scratching on the album, it's him. And he's been scratching on my stuff since Filipinos in Space too. He's been on a couple of joints too, but right now I'm really like, I gotta put him on everything. I'm trying to, you know, he DJs with me, not for me. If he's not with me, I got some other homies scratching at the live shows. Of course, we got Ewok. That first beat was made by ETIV, and I got that beat from his album, The Eighth House. If you check that out, we also use that beat in our Ruby Rivera Balak Bynes documentary about us going back to Manila. That's one of the beats in one of the scenes. So it's been in my mind for hella long, but I'm happy I could finally rap to it, talk about what I love doing most. And that second song is produced by OJ the Producer. So OG, sick ass producer, did a lot of things for Bam and B-Rock, did a lot of things himself, did a lot of things for me too. He's all over this album as well, so hope you like that, man.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about in relation to B-Rock and just you as a Filipino artist and like your relationship to the Filipino hip-hop community,
right,
in the Bay Area. How do you fit into there, and yeah, like, what does that like bring you, and like, and just seeing like the success of different artists in that area, what's it like to be in that community of the Filipino hip hop community, specifically in the Bay Area?
Man, it's so sick because I'm an outsider, right? I grew up in Washington D.C. wasn't really exposed to West Coast Filipino American hip hop, right? So when I was about like 21, 22, and I was in college here at SF State, I started hearing more of these names like Rocky Rivera,
yep,
Bamboo, Hopi So Dope, Ruby Ibarra, seeing her freestyles and stuff. Wasn't until I take it all the way back. I did an interview with Bamboo, just me and him, in like 2016 for like a pilot episode of something. They were trying to do some iconoclast like thing where like an upcoming artist meets like a OG artist in the same field, and so they paired us together. I didn't know anything about him.
That's true.
I wasn't really rapping about Filipino studies yet. I was still on my journey, but we had a great conversation, and it turns out years later that you know, that's one of my best friends. We become hella close through work and stuff like that, and just collaborating. But that was such a sick way for me to kind of like find out about that scene, because when I went to his studio in B-Rock to film that interview, he showed me Ruby Ibarra's first album, a couple songs on there. And I was like, okay, she's dope as hell. Boy, that's sick. Eventually, through the community, the homie Role, a.k.a. FKA
yep,
Patience,
yep,
he was dropping an album with his homie Mr. Ray, who I didn't really know yet at the time. I saw on the lineup who was
Native
performing.
Immigrant.
Native Immigrant. Album release party, I saw who was performing. I saw Ruby Ibarra there. Me being 21, 22 at the time, and being the opportunist that I was like, I have to be on that show because I need to be seen by Ruby. I need to be seen by that crowd that's going to be there at the iHotel in Manila Town. They need to see me perform. You know, I just got to prove myself this one time, and I feel like shit would pop off, right? So I go. I actually called him. I called Rich. I was like, bro, like, is there any way? You know what I mean? And then he talked to Ray, and Ray been hearing about me too in some circles. And I was just like, he was like, yeah, we'll put you on. And I was like, bet, that's amazing, bro. So I'm actually, we go to iHotel Manila Town. This is fall 2017 actually. And I just getting my music together. It's just starting to pop off, and I get to perform in front of the crowd. Ruby sees me perform. I perform with my friend Joe Marie, who recently passed away. It's such a great memory, right? And I remember,
so sorry for your loss, man.
Thank you, appreciate it. But like I said, I got these great memories, right? And Ruby saw us perform, and because of that, she got me to be part of her band, right? The Balak Bayans, and she kind of just skyrocketed from there. And I got cool with a bunch of these Filipino-American hip-hop artists. I got introduced to an amazing artist, like, on the come-up as well. There's this Filipino-American artist named Carl Angelo. I don't know if you heard of him. They call him the Filipino Kendrick. He got bars and stuff. He's currently in Seattle, but he's from L.A. We got Panay Voltron, who is accompanying Ruby Ibarra on her Tiny Desk tour. There's so many great Filipino-American artists on the come-up in our Filipino American hip hop scene, and where I fit in it, I just try to be true to myself as my character of who I am, and that's just kind of like this educated Gemini stoner who happened to go to college, right, and feels responsible for what he learned, and who just wants to make dope music. So I'm not trying to be anything I'm not. I'm not trying to be who inspires me. I just want to be myself, and that's why I'm so honest on the album, and that's why I'm calling the album what it is. But I wouldn't be who I am, and I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for these OG artists out here that look after us, that repost us, that shout us out, that do tracks with us, because that's what the OGs did for them too. So I hope as I enter this new phase of my adulthood, I could do that for up and coming artists as well, because that's what they did to me.
Fuck yeah. Another important element of, like, especially the Filipino scene, mm-hmm. of those cats, Bamboo and Rocky Rivera and all those guys, is that lyrically they're very politically minded, yeah. and speaking truth to power and speaking out against the injustices of the world, yep. both from here and around the world. And you do that as well in mm-hmm. your music a lot. And I like that you find, you know, a cool balance between speaking about those things and then, you know, more everyday life type of stuff and
yeah.
partying and catching a vibe and stuff. What do you think is, like can we make, like, fun political music? Because at one point, like, that was, like, a thing. Like, there was, like, you know, like, a political hip-hop, like, subgenre. But,
right.
like, it's kind of pretty much gone by the wayside in the popular hip-hop
yeah.
realm. But with, you know, you, like, is there a way that we can do it successfully and still make it fun and exciting?
One could say that's what I'm trying to do, but I would never try to compromise my message for the more money. It, like, if they wanted me to tone down stuff, I would still try to keep this balance of, like, for instance, like, my messages on Instagram wouldn't matter if I get shadow banned, you know? I just, like, I have to make sure my platform's always accessible. But I'm still reposting what I can. I'm still doing what I can. I'm not trying to get flagged for something stupid, you know what I mean? Or posting something ignorant. But what I'm trying to say is, you have to find that balance to navigate these tables in these rooms. Like, for my day job, I bartend catering, right? And I see all these crazy rooms that I'm in, these VIP rooms, and I see how they work, right? And I'm like, sometimes you really got to infiltrate them and work it from within. When it comes to hip-hop, I will never censor what I perform or what of my music in order to, like, be more accessible to people that wouldn't care about my music anyways.
For sure.
Right? So, that, what you're saying about that balance that I do in my music, I do that because that's who I am too. Like, I party just as hard as I protest,
yeah.
right?
I know.
So, and you know, that's why I'm trying to be, it all comes back to this word, it's just honesty. And I'm not saying I lied in my music before, but I haven't been as transparent as I have with these last two albums. I think with Filipinos in Space and my other stuff before that, I was very much trying to fit this stoner mold that I was, but also, like, I came to those albums, like, with a preset of, like, this is what I want to talk about. Dimensions and this one were straight up journal albums. Like, this is what I was feeling at the time. This is what I'm writing when I'm on the bus, when I'm on the plane, stuff like that. It's just like, when it comes to politics, like, those people like Bam, Ruby, Rocky Rivera, Geologic from Blue Scholars, like, mm-hmm. them being so not only comfortable but brave to do what they do and say in their music, and us as Filipinos, and to be responsible a little bit, you know, in our black and brown communities, like, it's like, I feel responsible, but I also feel honored, you know, like, that I have this position where people would listen to me. One thing about Southeast Asians or anyone that's in this black and brown community that look up to activists and other leaders in our community is that you got to lead with confidence, you got to lead with humility, and you got to make sure you don't take up as much space in the room and let everyone speak. And when I go to a Bamboo show at Neck of the Woods or something, or a Rocky Rivera set, they're always like, "All right, where the small girls at? Send them to the front of the to the front of the crowd." You know what I mean? And we'll make space for them. And that's the type of shit that you don't necessarily, like, see in hip hop as much. And all it is consideration. You know what I mean? It's just consideration of people, right? And they're not being preachy about it or corny or because they'll still kick you in the face. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm trying to do. So I'm not necessarily a tough guy, but I'm a fun guy. You know what I mean? And I do fun guy. I love mushrooms. I love weed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so with my music, if I could be that person, I'm not trying to inspire people to do do drugs. I'm not trying to inspire people to rap. I just want them to know who I am as a character and see if it resonates with them. And with this music, and if they can listen to it while smoking, if they can listen to it in the car, if they hear my message in it too, what I weave into these bars, then it's successful. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll convert a Republican stoner to really, like, you know, check out our views. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to be me.
No, those are definitely the kind of things, like, with, like, the march that was happening yesterday, mm-hmm. just, you know, thinking about how do, you know, we as more radical, progressive-minded people, how do we reach these other people that are, you know, maybe hadn't, you know, been brought up in that kind of way to question the things that's happening in the world? How do we reach those people who maybe are starting to see these kinds of things, but, like, don't, you know what to do yet, or, like, the kind of voices they need to be listening.
The world's so different now. In about 3 minutes of time, I could watch about 30 TikToks about different subject matters and download that information to my brain, or it will just leave my ears, right? Back in the day, if you weren't, let's say you didn't have a TV, but you buy a Curtis Mayfield record and you hear what he's talking about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like, stuff like that. So there's still hope for people that listen to music and can discover messages, I think. But it is hard when you have that black mirror in front of your face, showing you another dimension, right? Still very blessed that, like, a lot of your radicalism can come from that too, because you're seeing what's happening in Gaza. You're seeing these ICE protests. You have access to that. I remember I was in, like, the 8th, 9th grade when Arab Spring was happening, and they were making a big deal of how everything was being broadcasted on Twitter for, like, I guess the first time.
Really. Yeah.
You know, it used to be journalists go to these places and you could hear the reports. Now you're getting real-time information from people in the streets. That's what it is right now, right? But like I said, these times are different where everyone has an opinion. Me as a creative, as an artist, I'm not very much of a face in front of camera type of guy. If I do it on my story, it's for a promotion or, like, I'm feeling myself, whatever. But I'm not really much like I got to do an outfit of the day TikTok or whatever. Like, I make my presence, like you said, I do shows very rarely. I make my presence be an experience, you know. I want it to be blessed. People see me more outside of shows than they do during shows, stuff like that. So I think when it comes to, like, your political message, if you're going to do it right. Don't be scared, but also try to educate yourself on what you're saying. And if you get feedback on what you say, address it, and then you either be better, you listen to what people are saying, or you double down, and it's all on you. You know what I mean? So always got to be true to yourself, and that's what I'm trying to do with and lead by example that I've got from the example, like I said, from those who came before me.
Hell yeah. Let's get back into the album one time. Hear another track from it. Which one should I play?
Play Mr. G.
Mr. G.
This is inspired by my time teaching at K2 Summit School this past year. It was hella hard. But this is one of the lessons I would have done if they let me. I put it into this song.
Did you send me this one?
It should be called Lesson Plan Number 9, though, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, my bad. I changed the name.
So this is actually called Mr. G. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay, so I want to know about the your teaching experience, because yeah. I was a teacher too.
Hell yeah.
Can you share a little bit about that?
So this past year, I taught 7th and 8th graders, and I taught freshmen and sophomores. For the 7th and 8th graders, I taught music, mostly Latin percussion, and then for the high school students, I taught film, slash photography.
That's amazing.
Really sick, man, and bright students. For my film class, I kept getting in trouble for showing them, like, crazy movies. Like, the final straw was, like, I was like, hey, can you print this worksheet out? And it's for Dazed and Confused. And then they're like, dude, you can't show this. And I was like, ah, man. But it's so good, you know? Like, it's for the film techniques, but, like, I showed them
the best needle drop of all time.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta show them the editing. Like, it's so good for their film vocabulary.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's because this is what I did show them, though. I showed them Parasite. I showed them Princess Mononoke. I showed them what was another one? Like the first half of Goodfellas before I was like, yo, this is too risky. I gotta, I gotta put this away real quick. I showed them a bunch of dope stuff, and they actually analyzed it, and a lot of it resonated with them as well. Scott Pilgrim too, like cool, fun movies like that. But at the end of the day, they had a really great final project, and those kids were sick, man. My middle school kids, I had a lot more trouble with because they're in middle school and they're still growing up.
Middle school is so tough.
It's tough. It's tough. If they're not interested in the subject matter you're teaching, like, get either try to win them over with that subject matter or focus on something else. And I chose to, like, I still taught the music, but I focused on my relationship with them a little more, getting to know them, being comfortable with me, sharing me if anything was going on with their lives, taking them on trips and stuff like that. And if I could weave in music with that, this is a success to me. And in our final show, we were able to perform Oyo Como Va with, like, Latin instruments and stuff like that. It was so amazing. But what I learned from that was, like, man, I'm, for me to be a teacher right now, because I used to teach Filipino Studies High School at Balboa High School, and I used to teach like a college class too when I was in college, right? Like a teacher, like a student teacher type of thing, teaching Filipino Studies. And those times, the students were very interested in what I was passionate about. So it was a great learning experience, and like it was a great teaching experience as well. This time, when the kids didn't give a fuck about what I was teaching, I was very challenged. But it was also like, it made me realize, like, I either give up, not give up who I am right now to become a teacher, but I can't be my full self while I'm a teacher. You know, not just because I'm like, oh, I'm partying, posting stuff on Instagram like that, but for me to be a subdued version of myself in the classroom is not me. You know, that's why I ultimately decided not to go back, because I was like, I need to focus on where I am in life right now. Mm. I'll always love to go back to the classroom and stuff like that, but right now I'm really trying to go hard in this music stuff and talk about what I'm talking about on this album.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's inappropriate is because my life is so crazy right now. You know what I mean? I don't have a steady life. If I had, like, a wife and kids, and, like, it was very, like, it was very disciplined and scheduled out, I could probably be a teacher. But because my life is so dynamic, and sometimes I stay out to like 4 a.m. and then I gotta teach the next day, I just felt like it's not the time of my life to do that right now. So this is kind of like, this song is like me being like, in an ideal world, this is what I would be like as a teacher if it was right now.
Okay, and on that note, this is Mr. G.
You ever heard this yet?
I have not heard this in full yet. Off Renee by Rocky G.
Class, you have a new teacher today. His name is Mr. G.
It's me in the bag, we finally linked up, I'm making a move. Slap back a spatula, safe to assume. Danger, 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 mayday, mayday. Rocky on the beat, he acting crazy. F and G, mix it up with Mr. G. Spit it out and spark the blunt, we solving all these mysteries. Pyramids, I knew not care. Babylon and deities. Lungs so strong like Hercules, my skin sparkles like turquoise. Meet us at the protest, cops get bitch slapped. Cussing these opponents, Filipino witchcraft. 2025, and I gotta get my lick back. Big back, eating lunch chung with the crib at. Couldn't predict my future, couldn't let shirk when I had a tutor. Take on rips like Red Eye Buddha. Peace disturbed like I am Luda. I'm so talented, be so strong, I'm out of it. Ski mask with new balances. Please tell me how fat it is. Silhouette or a average. Turn my mic off like Kaepernick. Testing, testing, 1, 2. If I see a bitch ass cop, I'm yelling, fuck you. Fuck ice. Blade so sharp, don't cut twice. Killers of Manila militia, don't fake, they make guns, don't go up white. Blood of the blunt with nug life. Free Gaza. What? Tell my students, please remember what I taught you. Fuck cops. See your mind, life is precious. See the sky, I ain't live forever. I'm just happy that we still alive. Fuck ice. Free your mind, life is precious. See the sky, I ain't live forever. I'm just happy that we still alive. Fuck cops. Fuck cops. Fuck ice. Fuck ice. Trump was a Care Bear, I rip him up and light it on fire. Cop no bitch, while I slash all his tires. Spitting on his grave, I'm calling him a liar. I buy from Nordstrom, man, not Fred Meyer. It's a rebellion, I burn down empires. So unconscious, head feels nauseous. Too much info, elevated info. I am a product of cannabis. This is the destiny that I can manifest. I am a rare, magical animal. Call me a stoner, half rapper, half cannibal. I'm like, ooh, child, bless your soul. Been a couple years since I've been so cold. Born in D.C., so I know how to roll. Backwood papers, I sell O's. This Oakland, Frisco, this D.C., this Pimples. These pistols is handmade. You bitches can't catch trade. Stolen land, my gold.
chance. Fuck everybody, fuck Uncle Sam. I burn it down, I roll these grams. I'm high as fuck, but I understand that it's fuck cops.
Free your mind, life is precious. See the sky, yeah. I ain't live forever. I'm just happy that we still alive.
Fuck ice.
Free your mind, life is precious. See the sky, I ain't live forever.
What is it again?
I'm happy that we still alive.
Fuck cops.
Fuck cops.
Fuck ice.
Fuck
okay.
ice.
Fuck cops.
Free your mind,
I
life is precious.
Repeat it,
see the
that's
sky.
All.
Shout out Baghead on the beat. That was fire. You're really spitting on that one.
Me and Bags, first song together, Late on Wax, for sure. Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like, it's our first song.
Yeah.
First song. You know, what that is, if my principal's listening, sorry, but that is one thing I did say in my class, is like, hey, man, this is one thing I hate. I hate cops. Like, I told the middle school kids, I was like, I hate the police. I'm sorry. That just, you need to know you have a teacher that told you that. I want you guys to know that.
No, I had some great.